was really little, my grandparents actually used to gamble all the time in Atlantic City, and they would get comp rooms, and they get free show tickets and stuff. So they would take my sister and I out to the magic shows in Atlantic City. And that was where I first fell in love with magic. And then, you know, over time, kind of just fell away to the wayside. And as probably about 3 years ago, I picked up magic again and kind of started performing. And I thought AGT was a great place to be able to go on and perform and also share a story and hopefully inspire and encourage some people.
And what made you decide to tell this particular story about adopting your son through magic?
I would say, number one, I mean, the little guy is our world. When we adopted him, we definitely were not planning on adopting at that point in time. We had talked about adoption a lot, and it was always something we wanted to do. But when it happened, you know, it was just this thing. It was kind of just happened, you know. It was perfect timing. And like any family, you know, you have a kid, and your whole world changes. And so for me, as I'm talking about magic, I felt that it was only appropriate to share about the most magical time in my life, and definitely wanted to kind of honor his mom as well, because I know with adoption sometimes it can have a bit of a negative connotation. And so it was just a really cool blessing to be able to be up there and also honor her, because she's one of our friends. She's someone we continue to work with and help and support. And so
what would you think is the biggest challenge about preparing for your audition and then doing the audition itself?
I would say the biggest challenge is that magic is still something that's new to me, in the way of, like, you know, when I was young doing magic, I was just doing some, you know, just some little stuff with coins and more like kids kind of tricks. And about 3 years ago when I picked magic back up, I really wanted to be able to do something that I felt like represented me. And kind of captured who I was. It captured my heart for life and stuff. And so I started creating and designing my own stuff. And I would say one of the hardest things, really, I think, was just the intimidation factor of feeling like there's magicians on there who are super weathered. They've been performing for years and years. And, you know, they have a lot of experience under their belt. And I think for me, getting onto a stage where, you know, there's incredible talent on that stage, I think most of it was just, you know, wanting to create something that I felt like could kind of go to bat with everybody else that goes on to that stage.
What did your son think seeing you on the show?
He definitely, I think for as much of it that he understood, he was excited. But, I mean, you know, he's two, so I think more than anything, he just saw a bunch of lights. And once I pulled out his little stuffed dog, he got super excited. And even when we watched it back, on Tuesday, when we watched the episode, it was hilarious. It was the same thing. As soon as the dog came out, he was running. He grabbed the dog. He jumped in front of the screen. You know, as a 2-year-old, he thinks everything's about him anyway. So it was just funny watching this experience be no different than anything else we do with him.
True, that age, it's all mine and no.
Yep, exactly.
So cute, by the way. I was like, oh my gosh, when I saw it, they're so cute.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a blessing just being able to be there as a family too, because, you know, with COVID this year, they had to be careful with how many people they let in, but, you know, we all got to be COVID tested and go out there and be together. And I'm super grateful. I would never have wanted to be there just by myself. So the fact that I could be there with, you know, two of my favorite people in the world, my wife and my son, was just the ultimate blessing.
I could tell the genuine love in your eyes as you were doing your magic trick, telling your story. You could tell. You could see the love in your eyes.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes. And now that you're going to the next show, without giving too much away, what's next? How could you top this?
So the same thing that I said scared me the first time about, you know, being kind of newer to magic. It's the same thing that's scary now, is trying to come up with something that I feel like is something impressive and something that I feel like is still strong. And, you know, to be honest, I have come up with some stuff that I'm super excited about. I'm super proud of. Hopefully I'll be able to make it to the live shows and continue to perform. And if I do, I'm super pumped about some of the things that I've come up with. My wife and I have done a lot over the years, just helping people and serving people. And we love charity work. We love volunteer work. And so, you know, that's really our main heart and mission, is to just try and inspire, to inspire and challenge people to make a difference in the world. And so, as much as I don't want every performance to be some, you know, big emotional thing, I also want to, you know, seize this season in my life to be able to try and make a difference and an impact and hopefully inspire people.
You are. You inspired this story. And it reminded me of last season, the gentleman that won, Brandon Leak, with his spoken word. It reminded,
yeah.
Your act reminded me of that. Only yours was a magic version of it.
That's awesome. Thank you. That's a huge compliment. He's obviously super talented and a really cool guy. So I appreciate you saying that.
No problem. And what else do you do other than your magic?
That's a loaded question. So, my wife and I have pretty much, so I used to do music full time. I was a recording artist. I did my own stuff as well as produce and write for other people. And before that, I actually was just full time, actually working in ministry and doing a lot of things, working with people addicted to drugs, a lot of young people, a lot of people living on the streets and stuff like that. And when I was doing the music stuff, I met my wife, and we kind of decided that as much as we love being able to use our gifts and do those kinds of things, we just never want to put serving people to the wayside. And so that's kind of just been our goal, is just serving anywhere and everywhere that we can. We actually did a lot of stuff with the homeless when we were living in LA, moved to Texas. We were working with women in crisis pregnancies. That's where we ended up adopting our son, one of the girls that we were working with. We were trying to help her raise her child, and she just decided, you know, she was just not really in a place to be able to do that and asked us to adopt him. Now, you know, we have our hands in a few different things, obviously still doing entertainment stuff, still doing magic, and I do some music stuff still, but our day-to-day is definitely very random. We have, like, no routine because we're always different places, working with different people and kind of just trying to make sure we take each day to make the most of it, so... Yeah, sorry, that's like a long answer to what maybe normally is a simple question.
No, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. And I thank you for sharing that with me. It's absolutely beautiful what you do. And you're such an inspiration to so many.
Thank you.
That's inspiring. Talk about yourself. That might surprise your fans.
I'm sorry, it kind of started breaking up. What was that?
Tell me a fun fact about yourself.
A fun fact about myself? I would say I am pretty much a huge man-child. You know, people always think, like, even me and my son, like me with Xander, I love playing with him, love going to the playground and stuff like that with him. But I always say it's not that I'm good with kids. I'm just bad with adults because I am such a child. And so a lot of times I almost feel bad for how much time I spend at the, like just like playing and swinging. Like when we're at the playground, I'm having just as much fun going down the slides and stuff as my son. So I try to like hide the part of me that most people might think is immature, but I also kind of take it as one of my strengths just because I just love playing.
Do not hide that ever. That's the you're so in love forever. So keep it because it's such a beautiful thing.
Thank you.
And since we're also a TV site, what are you watching on TV these days?
You know, it's funny. I hate to sound like everything has this long answer. My wife and I also have just been trying to commit to not actually watching too much TV lately. I think just being in the entertainment industry, we spend so much time in front of our screens that, you know, any chance we get to kind of just turn the TV off and put our phones down and kind of pay attention to each other, it's just been a huge thing we've been trying to commit to. So we used to watch a bunch of, like, you know, mystery stuff. We love shows like Blacklist and Criminal Minds, you know, a lot of those crime shows and stuff like that. But lately, you've just been just trying to, like, spend as much time off the screens as we can.
That's perfect. Yeah, you need that sometimes.
Yeah, and actually, it's a big part of the reason that we moved to as close to the beach as we could, because we were like, any sacrifices that we can make to just be in a place that inspires us to be outside, it's just been amazing. You know what I mean? Like, where I used to maybe just want to sit and veg out and watch TV, you know, I can just go out and look at the ocean and watch the sun setting or the sun rising. And it's just been a huge, actually life-changing thing to get back to a place of just, you know, appreciating being outside again.
Yes, it's wonderful. And where can we follow you on social media so we could keep following your magic and everything that you've been up to?
Yep, so on Instagram, it's just at Dustin Tavella. Facebook is just facebook.com/Dustin Tavella. And then I also have a bunch of stuff on YouTube. A bunch of music stuff from when I was doing a lot of the music stuff. One thing that's pretty interesting too, on YouTube, we have a web series that we created when we were working with a lot of the guys living on the streets and stuff. And so that's up there too. You know, I always, typically if people ask about our social media, I always try and send them to the YouTube because I feel like that's where people can really discover a bit more of who we are.
Nice. I'll give it a look and I'll give you a follow. Thank you so much for today. I really appreciate you. And say hi to your wife and son.
No, most definitely. Thank you so much for this. I really appreciate you taking time. It means a lot.
No problem. Good luck with everything and talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.